On this episode of the Off Course Agility Podcast, I'll be talking about pre-trial day 2 of the NADAC Championships. So, if you listen to my podcast from yesterday about pre-trial day 1, my dog Trace, he had some starting issues. He was not always... After I took his leash off, he was sometimes running away from the start line. I would call him back, and he came back, and then we made an attempt at running the course. But that gave us mostly all, I think it was all ease yesterday on everything we ran. Now, today, we were entered in novice touch and go, 2 runs, novice chances, 1 run, and novice gamblers, 1 run. And I must give credit to my dog. He was much better today. I was trying to do some things differently. My sister reminded me I should be trying to do paws up, something that Lisa Schmidt had encouraged me to do, to get him his nose up and away from the ground. So I was doing that before I went in the ring, but then I was telling him to sit after that. And today, when he went into the ring, generally, I would tell him to sit, and he was sitting, and he was staying, and I'd take the leash off, I'd throw it off to the side for the leash runner, and he started the first hoop or jump or whatever it was, fine. And I was so very, very happy with it. So out of all those runs today, we still got ease on all the runs, except for our second run of touch and go. We didn't get a cue, but we did get a score at least. He ran the course a little over, and we had 40 points because I think he took one hoop back. He kind of got past it, and then I called him back. He went through the hoop. But then I'm recording this in the camper. That was my sister sneezing. God bless you. He came through the hoop, back hooped it, and then we went the right direction. And he did that, I think, on another hoop too, which I think was 10, 20 points. And then I think we just totally missed one hoop somewhere on the touch and go. So we had 40 off course points. But I was really, really happy, and he was pretty fast, actually, because he was just about 4 seconds over. Remember, he didn't do the course exactly right. So that was my dog, Trace. I was really happy. Once again, I'll commentary just on being a novice dog at Champs. You got to remember, most of the dogs here at Champs are elite, are open. Because generally, if you're in elite, you know, elite level, you're an elite dog. And if you are in the pre-elite, you're like an open dog. So there's a lot of elite and open dogs, and there's not really that many novice dogs that run in the pre-trial. So it's definitely a more limited number. Today, I ran the gamblers, the novice gamblers, and then I ran the 2 touch-and-goes at when the elite chances had started. So the touch-and-go course was very uncrowded. I went over, I ran it, I went outside, caught my breath, just circled back around and ran it a second time. Then elite chances was going. But once again, because there's all those elite dogs, all those open dogs, it is day 2, there's more people here. We did not run till, I think it was 5 o'clock that we ran novice chances. So just it's just something to be aware of if you bring a novice dog to Champs. Or the pre-trial. Your novice runs for some of those selected classes that they run, whatever is that second class of the day, because in one ring they do one run, which today was gamblers first. No, I'm sorry, chances first and then gamblers. Yesterday it was gamblers first and then chances, but today it was the vice versa. So chances was first and then it was gamblers. So that gamblers run for novice dogs on day 2. It was really late. It was like, you know, 5 o'clock. And the first dog went off the line in the morning a little after 8. So it's a long trial day. The other, let's see, what other things happened during the pre-trial day 2 that I want to mention to my audience? Oh, in yesterday's podcast, I had mentioned about the green string and being fully vaccinated. Well, they made an announcement today, so that mystery's been solved. Everyone that enters the building tomorrow will have a lanyard. You must wear a lanyard that says you are fully vaccinated. It's a little laminated NADAC card that says you're fully vaccinated. So everyone gets one of those. I'm not in the trial, so I had to go off and ask for mine, but I had already shown them the paperwork, so they just gave it to me. Then all the competitors, that was the other thing that was happening today, they slowly give out the competitors' bags during the day, during pretrial day two. So my sister's dog is Belle, so she got her bag relatively early in the day, and in the bag she had her lanyard that said her name and Belle and the division that she's running in, and she also had her little card that says I'm fully vaccinated. So that was in her bag, along with a lot of other goodies. I can't remember. There was a magnet, and even though I'm selling magnets, their magnet's a little different, and it's customized for the dog. So it's a nice magnet. I like mine, too, though, for a general magnet. I have to get that little thing in there. I don't remember all the things. Remember, I'm not a competitor. I looked at what my sister had. I know there was a dog toy, and there was a small like treat, like a pill bottle type treat holder. Yes, all the competitors got their official NADAC, you know, T-shirt for 2021. I think that was. And a toy, yeah. Did I say there was a toy? Anyway, my sister's yelling over to me. So that was kind of it. I mean, there might have been some more things that I missed, but that was generally what. And plus, you got a nice little, like a black gym bag, I'd call it. But it had a lot of its pockets and stuff on it. So that happened today during the pretrial day, too. Also, today was the Bruce Vincent special. So during the day up until 5 o'clock, the state raffle tickets were being sold for the special deal, the special early bird deal of $100 bought you 300 tickets. So my sister and I did that. I went over, I tossed them the $100. We got 300 tickets, and then part of the day I was in the stall putting my address stickers on my 150 raffle tickets, and my sister, I think, had some sort of stamper putting her name on her 150 raffle tickets. So we are ready to slowly put raffle tickets into the paper bags for the baskets, the state baskets that we like, and there's quite a few that are full. I mean, there is a lot of stuff in some of them. And some of them are quite big. Like there's hoops. There's a jump. And some, one of them has a jump. Somebody has a tunnel mover that's part of their basket. So it's a lot of stuff. And frankly, we have a small pop-up camper. We have to kind of consider that if we win one of these, it's going to make us probably have another hour of packing up, because if we won one of these big prizes, it would be very hard for us to get it home. That's another consideration. So my sister made up a small off-course agility New Jersey basket, and that one's easy for people to take home. It's not that big because we had to bring it here. So that's what's going on. That's most of the things that happened during pre-trial day two. Leanne will just shout over to you. Did I miss anything major that I just was discussing? She's giving me the no. So I'm going to take a quick break. Then I'm going to come back with a bit of my answers that I got to the question of the day that I was asking yesterday and today when people would come to my stall and buy one of my magnets. I was asking them, how far did you come? So I'm going to come back and talk to you about that in a little bit after a quick break. So on pretrial day one and pretrial day two, I was asking the question of people that, and some people just walking by, I asked, how far did you come to Champs? And I asked how many miles, what state you were from, how many hours or how many days. I didn't get all those answers from everybody, but I got enough. So I'm going to try to tell you everybody that answered me, and I'm going to go from what I believe is the furthest away, coming down to the closer states, because I did get quite a few. I was actually pretty impressed. I had about 15 answers. I'd say 15 people answered my question of the day. So the first person, well, not the first person, but one of the further places away, I believe, is California. And they told me they were in the LA area. And that was 4.5 days it took them to drive across the country to come to Springfield, Ohio. Then there was another person from California, from Pasadena, and they said they traveled, I believe, I may have this backwards with the next person, that it was 2,200 miles to come across the country from Pasadena. And then California, Leona Valley, and I think that was 2,180 miles to come across the country. Unless that was flipped with Pasadena for 2,200. So I'm not 100%. Hard to read my own writing sometimes. Then I got an interesting answer from one person telling me they're actually a nomad. I guess they live in their RV. And they told me, so they didn't really have a home per se. But they said the last place they were at and where they came from to come to Champs was Utah. They didn't give me any more details, but Utah's pretty far away. Then the next furthest, I believe, is a person from Phoenix, Arizona. Now, they only took 4 hours, but they took a plane, so they flew. And 4 hours seems a little short to me, but maybe that was in the air. Then I had a person from North Dakota, and it took them 3 days to get here. And I had an international person. You have to remember, NADAC is called championships, not nationals, because you can come to NADAC championships from Canada. And I have a person from Alberta, Cold Lake, Alberta, and that person flew. So I didn't get the details on that, but they flew here. And based on what he told me, that's the only way a Canadian can come right now, or because of the border. I know the COVID and the border crossings with Canada have been very strange, so I don't know if that's quite the case, but that's what I was told by him. I think there are maybe some places where you can get across the border, because I think I had a coworker going up to Nova Scotia recently.
A United States person going, not a Canadian.
Oh, not a Canadian. Yes. Okay. My sister is unemployed, but she was a travel agent, so she knows these things. So the rules, of course, are different for a Canadian coming into the United States as it is for an American going to Canada. Isn't that just risks? I don't know. It's not equal.
They can fly.
It's not equal. Yeah,
they can
all right.
Fly, but they have to get tested.
So my sister's telling me they have to fly and have to be tested. All right. Moving on from our international person from Alberta. The next answer I got, in ranking them in what I think is the furthest away, is Nebraska. And they told me 750 miles and 12 hours to get here. Then I had a person from Florida. They told me it took them 2 days. So 2 days from Florida. I had one person from Massachusetts, but they didn't give me any other details. But they were from Massachusetts. I got to think Massachusetts probably is a little further than some of these following states, but not positive, because it kind of depends on your western end of Massachusetts or the eastern end, where you're all the way out on Cape Cod. If you're on Cape Cod, that's a long way. I'm the next person I have, we're getting closer and closer to my home state, is Pennsylvania. And I was told 630 miles, and I was given an answer, but I think I jotted it down wrong. For some reason, I had 6 hours, but this just does not seem possible. That would be like 100 miles an hour. So I think I had the hours wrong in that, but I think I was told it was 630 miles from this person for Pennsylvania. Then I had a person from Virginia, And they told me it was 600 miles from Virginia, wherever they were located, and 11 hours. And then there actually are a lot of people from New Jersey here. So these next two answers are from New Jersey people, but they're not us. I've already discussed how long our trip took yesterday. So a New Jersey person, 587 miles and 10 hours. And then there was another New Jersey person with 575 miles and 10 hours. So the 10 hours from New Jersey sounds right to me, knowing how long it took me to get here, how long our trip. That's pretty much in line with what we did. Now, my question for the day tomorrow is going to be, how many state raffle tickets will you buy or have you bought? The number of dollars or the number of tickets? Because as with a lot of raffles, you know, if you give them, you know, $20, you get so many tickets. If you give them $50, I think you get 100 tickets. Except for today when you could give them $100 and you got 300 tickets. So that would cost you a lot more. I think it would be, $150? I don't know. There's definitely savings on the early bird special today. But that's over. You missed it. And I will remind anybody who's here at Champs that if you want to answer my question of the day, you can actually text me an answer to my number, 973-295-5887. And that's written on the outside of my stall wall under the question of the day. So once again, you can text 973-295-5887. Or if anybody's listening to this podcast and would like to shoot me a question about championships, I might be able to answer it on the podcast in the next day or two. So you may use that number. Also, in addition, just a reminder, I am always available via the reachable, I guess we should say, for feedback, comments, or if you'd like to volunteer to be a guest at offcourse@optimum.net. offcourse@optimum.net. So I'm going to wrap this up. And as always, if you're here in Springfield, Ohio, or if you're at home doing VT trials, it's still midweek, so I doubt you'd be at a real trial. I wish you happy trialing.